This is Inside Agriculture. On Farm Talk Friday, Daryl Richeson, North Dakota State climatologist, analyzed the winter from a statistical point of view.
Western North Dakota, noticeably below average. It was a cold winter in Western North Dakota. They were 3, 4, 5 degrees below average. Here in the Red River Valley, just right perfectly on average overall for temperatures. A lot of that was because of what happened in February. We were running a little bit above until that point, and then we cooled down. And then most of the state finished somewhere between 50% and 75% of average for liquid equivalency, which meant, you know, 10, 15 inches below average just in the winter for snowfall. But this month we averaged quite a bit of snow, too, and we haven't had any. So now, you know, we're running like 25, 30 inches below average. So in that sense, snow-wise, dry, no doubt. But temperature-wise, really wasn't that unusual, except Western North Dakota, I would give you that it was noticeably a colder-than-average winter out there.
Cold temps and lack of snow cover mean deep frost, right?
It is. Western North Dakota, because they had so little moisture in the soil, it went out in Western North Dakota like poof. It just went away in a couple of days.
Okay.
But here in Eastern North Dakota, northwestern Minnesota, we got that, you know, pretty good rain at the end of November last year. Perfect timing. All the field work was done. We got, you know, the soil, nice, some good water in there for the next spring. And now we're here. But, you know, especially this clay we live on in the Red River Valley, it's just like a cube of ice in there. And it's just, it's going to take some time. In Fargo, frost depth is still down over 2.5 feet down there. And so it probably will take time because we just not, you know, we need to be consistently warm to get rid of it. And it will come in April, very likely. Most Aprils you get more consistently warm. But here in the short term, you know, we're bouncing up and down. So I think we're at least a couple, 3 weeks from getting that release. Okay. But the thing is, you only really have to release it in the top 8 inches. Then, you know, we can get, you know, we'll get something of absorption in there if it does rain, for example. So that will come before we get rid of all of the frost.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
We are seeing that it was our 27th warmest winter out of 130 years, going all the way back to 1895-96. January was actually quite cold. It was the 33rd coldest January and the nation's coldest January since 1988. We had a very, very warm December helping to drive that number. That very warm December, fourth warmest on record, really helped to offset that cold weather later in the season, again leading to that 27th warmest winter in the last 130 years. The nation's average temperature a little above 34 degrees Fahrenheit. That was almost 2 degrees above the 20th century mean.
And time's up for Inside Agriculture. We'll see you tomorrow morning right here.